Oh, great mighty Pelor. Please let this man's eyes open up again. You're finally awake! Ah! Thank Pelor! How are you feeling? Well, when you crawled up to the temple half dead, all of the other sisters said that I shouldn't even bother, but you just looked so lost. Well, it's clear you've been fighting something. If I had to guess by the scarring, a manticore, am I right? Did you try to take that on your own? Sometimes men are just hopeless. But all that matters is that you're okay now. Here, look at me. I'm just trying to see if you have a concussion. Well, you had some wounds on the back of your head that looked like you hit the back of it pretty hard. Okay, follow my finger. Oh, you're so lucky, you know that? Wow. Well, maybe not super lucky, but, we'll get to that in a second. The point is that you're feeling better. Ah, praise to Pelor! Sorry, yes, you're in one of Pelor's temples. Mm-hmm. yes! My robes, white and gold. The pattern, it symbolizes that I've dedicated my life to Pelor in a special way. Yes, I am a Vestal Virgin. Yes, and never having known the touch of a man and all of that, hence the gloves. Thank you. It was not exactly my choice. I was brought here as a baby. As a matter of fact, you're one of my last clients before I leave. Yes. Well, once you reach my age, you are given the opportunity to go out into the world and do as you please. If you choose to come back to the Pelor Temple, then you're welcomed with open arms, or you can go and live out in the world and worship Pelor in your own way. It's very exciting. 22. Yes, well, it's around the age when we believe that the mind fully matures. Almost. Mm-hmm. And not so long that you feel set in your ways. But enough about me. This manticore, did you manage to slay it, at least? That's so exciting for you. Did you manage to get a trophy before you left? To prove that it was you? Oh, that is less fortunate. I am sorry. Well, it seems like you came here from the east. You might try going back that direction and see if you can get the scraps before the, before the kobolds get to it. Oh, there's a group of them that live in the hills out here. They tend to pick apart, anything left in the road for valuables. And, you know, manticore parts are used for a lot of medicine, so come to think of it, it might be better if you just went west. Oh, don't try to get up just yet. It's gonna take a couple of hours for your brain to stop, your head to stop spinning. Oh. Yeah, magic takes quite a toll on the body. Yes. Unfortunately, we do charge at the temple for healing. Especially for the spells I had to use to put you back together. Well, you kind of, you just a little tiny bit, just a small bit, died there for a couple of minutes. No, you're totally fine. I did a greater restoration spell. You are gonna be just fine. But it is a bit pricey. But you're an adventurer, so you'll be fine. You'll make the money back in a week. I know it, especially somebody who took down a manticore. Oh. Nothing, huh? Well, that is unfortunate for both of us. Do you have anything that you could trade? We collect rare weapons and, you know, trophies from monsters. Valuable information? None of that, huh? Let me think. I'm sure we can work something out. No, that you wouldn't want to do that. It's nothing. Nothing at all. It was a silly thought that I had. Well, I was. Well, don't take this the wrong way. Please know that it was done in entire innocence. I wore my gloves the entire time and I had to undress you to put you in your healing robes. They amplify my spells a little bit, so it's just easier to put patients in them. And I may have seen you, naked, and wipe that smirk off of your face. I did see something there that I liked, and I I've grown up in the temple, and I've never seen Well, that's not true. I've seen men who've come in for healing, but I've never seen a man who appealed to me the way that you do. I am a bit flustered, but that's to be understood. I've never done anything anymore. Before. And I suppose that on your adventures you may have gained some experience in such things. There's no need to go into detail. A simple yes would suffice. If you can't pay with money, I was thinking that perhaps it would be mutually beneficial for me to begin my journey out into the world by trying out some new things. Only if you want to. If not, I'm sure we can work something else out. But I just thought that perhaps that would be something that would be enjoyable for the both of us. If, as the rumors go, adventurers know what they're doing. Oh! I didn't expect you to say yes to that. Well, wonderful. I suppose that you could come back to the temple, whenever you would like, and we can work this out. Oh, there's no need to disrobe. Well, of course I wouldn't be opposed to doing it right now, but, you're still healing up, and, are you sure? Okay, let me at least lock the door. My goodness, you're very eager. Heavens. There we go. If I may make one request. Before we commence, the things that I am, when I say that I am a virgin, I mean in all ways. I have never kissed a man. I've never even touched a man without my gloves on. I will need much guidance. Is this acceptable to you? And another thing. While it is not forbidden, it is certainly frowned upon to engage in such activities within the temple grounds. I do not wish to be scolded by the High Priestess. Oh, you have ways of helping me be quiet? I don't know why that makes me warm up so much. Very well. I will remove my gloves then. There we go. I'm trembling. You really think so? Well, I'm glad that it's endearing and not off-putting. But I promise that you'll find that I take to new skills quickly. And, with a little guidance, I'm sure I'll do well. I'm being silly. Thank you. It is sort of good to hear that it's okay to be nervous. Is everyone nervous the first time that they do such things? Even adventurers. Well, Well, then I suppose I'm not that much different from someone who's grown up outside the temple. Now that your robe is open, may I touch you? Your skin is warmer than mine. I'd heard that men run a little hotter than women, but I've never felt it before. You're firm, not soft, not like me. It's extremely appealing. And down here, if I run my fingers down your stomach, down to here. Oh, it's standing up. That means that you're aroused, right? In this case, yes. Are there times when it stands and you're not aroused? It's so interesting. It sounds confusing. May I touch it? Since you're sitting on the bed, if I kneel in front of it, like this, I can get a better view. There's something else that you can teach me from down here. What could we possibly do while I'm on my knees? My mouth? Why? Although I admit that the idea isn't unpleasant, it does that feel good? I'll try it. To kiss it like this. I felt a throb when I did that. Is that good? Like velvet wrapped around steel. Skin is so soft. It's so hard. My tongue. Am I doing this right? I think I understand now. why he wanted me to do this. Why he wanted to teach me this. Put it in my mouth. But my teeth! Won't that hurt? Put my lips over my teeth. All right, like this? Oh. You threw your hood back. Are you all right? Oh, good throwing head back. Okay. Oh. I wonder how much I can fit inside. What's wrong? Your face is clenched so tightly. You look like you're trying to hold yourself together. Oh, yes, sir. I can continue. It's funny, it just feels like worship. Like I'm offering prayers to this marvelous cock. Stop? Why ever would you want me to stop? And this is making me feel so good. There's more things that we can do. Oh. Yes. I think I'm ready for that. How shall I? Oh! You're quite strong, aren't you? Pulling me over you like that. I've seen temple illustrations of this. With a woman riding on top of someone. Let me push back my robes. The way you're staring. Do I look strange? Beautiful. Thank you. I just need to remove my panties, right? To do anything? Here we go. It's difficult to do while straddling someone. I There we go. Give them to you. Whatever you will, you need them for. They'll be useful later on. Well, I am asking you to teach me, so I will trust you. I'm so nervous. Will it hurt? Only for a little bit? All right. My body feels so hot. Between my legs, it's dripping. That should make it easier, right? When you rub the tip of your cock against me like that, in between my folds, it makes me ache. I want to be filled up. I can't explain it. It's just this aching need for something to be inside me. Yes, guide my hips. Take me down onto your cock slowly. I've never been stretched like this before. I'm gonna make too much noise. That's what the panties are for. What do you mean? It's really rude. I don't suppose it doesn't muffle me a little bit. Being able to taste myself. Why does that make me even more worried? You can shove it deeper into my mouth, but then I won't feel it. As you said, the pain lasts only a short while, and then so much pleasure. I need more. Please, please give me more. on my stomach. Okay. Though I'm loath to part with you, Cog, for even a moment. Here we go. Don't let my ass get in the way. You can slip between my legs just like that. Oh. Oh. Oh, that feels amazing. What is this position called? Oh, it's delightful. Prone bone. What a silly name. For something that feels so good. If you speed up, you're gonna have to stuff my panties back in my mouth, please. I really don't want to get caught. But please don't stop. Please don't stop what you're doing.
Oh.
felt God. Inside of me. Of course. Yes, the acolytes are protected. It's safe. It's safe. Please. I want to experience it. I want to feel what that is like to be filled with. It's spilling out of me. Around your cock. It feels as if there's so much. Is it like this every time? Not always. But when you're with a good partner. Oh, it feels so strange to have you pull out of me. I wish to see your face. Turn back towards me. You look so pleased and so tender. It seems as though you enjoyed yourself as much as I did. A kiss? I don't know why that makes me so much shyer than what we just did. Yes. I would like to kiss you. I definitely need more of both of those things. The kisses and the other thing. If you're willing. Yes, of course. I know that it takes a bit for that to stand up again, yes? Would you be opposed to holding each other for a bit? I feel oddly tender towards you. Hmm. It seems right to be in your arms after you filled me up like this. You think you'll need to do a bit more to make up for your debt. Perhaps. After all, I will, as a representative of Pelor, always accept extra donations to the temple. Mm.